Welcome back. Jaron Piltz is the program's producer, and today's guest is Judith Ishkanian, or Judy Ishkanian, part of a local group called the Homeowners Defense Fund. And we're talking a little bit about density, state mandates to build homes, regional planning. We have a quote here from someone who was kind of against someone building in her backyard, but also not pleased with Judy's group because she feels that they're forcing out the middle class. But yet, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking with the developer who I mentioned to you earlier, who was just on two weeks ago. What was his name?
You mean John?
John Blankenship. Mm-hmm. And ironically, he was doing, you know, just maybe six units downtown. And at the 11th hour, after two, 3 years, the same woman who is accusing you of forcing out the middle class and not wanting building, you know, sandbagged his deal, you know, because she didn't want it next to her. So it's kind of like, well, you know, some people want housing, want to help everybody. But look, we got plenty of houses listed right now. Well, we got plenty of inventory. You know, call a local realtor. There's plenty of houses to buy. But I don't think we have a housing shortage in that sense. That's going to probably tick off a lot of people. I know a lot of people can't afford the houses, but I think everyone agrees we can't build our way out of high housing and density. So we'll try to cover some of these topics. And before we take our phone call, I do want to answer the question that Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, and the Virgin Islands, what they have in common is that they have a higher loan limit, okay, for conforming loans. And there's a whole discussion on jumbo loans and conforming loans. And it's been, California's been fighting for a long time to raise the current $359,650 maximum. And when you borrow money, if you borrow over $359,000, $650,000, if you borrow over that amount in California and throughout most of the country, you will pay a little higher rate. That's called the jumbo rate. If you borrow less than that, you'll pay a little lower.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think because the median price in California has skyrocketed, and that was part of the basis for allowing Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, and the Virgin Islands to have a higher number, I think it's a good idea. They've been talking about it for a long time, and now they're pushing it again, and it could save a lot of people a lot of money. But even at $485,000, it's still a lot of the loans in Santa Barbara still are a lot higher than that. But I think it would still bail out a lot of people. So the Association of Realtors, California Association of Realtors, is fighting for that legislation. Okay, enough of that. We'll talk more about that. But we have a caller. Good morning. Thanks for calling Radio Real Estate.
Yes, am I on?
You certainly are. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. I have a question to Dr. Ishkanian. Are there other organizations and groups that are backing your Homeowners Defense Fund? That's one question. The other is, if there are communities that want to have high density because they have the jobs to support it, how does the state and how does the county manage having some communities who want lower density and some communities who want higher density?
The message was kind of breaking up, but I think she was saying she was addressing this issue that I've heard called one-size-fits-all zoning policy that is coming from the state, as opposed to how do you balance that some people are welcoming growth and development, and well, they should if that is their decision. You know, I think 40 years ago, our Board of Supervisors kind of adopted a slow growth policy. In fact, I think it was called no growth policy, coming back to my memory. And in a way, perhaps we're suffering the repercussions of that. A lot of businesses were discouraged in this kind of thing that provides jobs. You know, so it's changed the configuration or the character of our residents here, brought in the people with money and the, what do you call that, minimum wage people who provide the service industry with jobs. And I think that's a concern of advocates, and correctly so, is for the people who are most needy amongst us. I would like to say and give a plug for something that I've been reading about in the news press. I think it's very impressive, like the People's Self-Help Organization, a nonprofit organization that's trying to help these people, and also Habitat for Humanity is brought up in one book I was reading as another prototype for helping the most needy. But you know, $10 an hour, you're not going to be able to buy a house in Santa Barbara earning minimum wage. I think when they come, I've been to Board of Supervisors meetings, and they're saying, if I had $10 an hour, I could buy a house. No. I mean, reality therapy is in order here.
Yeah, People Self-Help recently opened up some rentals, affordable rentals out in Elwood Beach, I think it was. Thank you for the caller. She was on a cell phone.
Oh, so that shows how that's a problem, yeah.
Broken up there. She called 564-1290, 564-1290. Thanks for the call and the comments. A lot of people were up in arms about the county. Housing czar Ed Moses was pushing a project up above Cathedral Oaks and lamenting that the quote-unquote affordable housing was for people at pretty high median price income,
$139,000.
Something like that. They were up in arms about that, and it was going to be a county plan. I don't know if that's shelved or not, but
it got amended because at first, you see, that was on county property. And so in a way, you know, to develop on county property, but it was only going to be for county employees. And that caused a big uproar right there, because what happened to the lottery system? I mean, you can't, it's discriminatory to pull out one segment of the population, and that's the problem with providing for nurses and nurses and firefighters and such. But there are alternatives. If we could just catch our breath and get away from the mandatory aspect of the state.
Well, talk a little about that specifically, because you were talking alluding to regional and how you want this to be local.
What is morphing from the state mandate system is a legislation that's going to be on the framers hope to have on the November 2006 ballots. It's a $7 billion, B as in Bob, billion-dollar bond issue, which if it passes through the legislature and gets on the ballot, which started out as a seismic retrofit, money for a seismic retrofit of bridges in California. And then, just a few days ago, August 9th, comes an amendment coming from a administration-sponsored advisory committee and working with Senator Parata and Torlakson, a $975 million grant or money to be deposited in an account in the Department of Resources to manage the establishment of regional zoning. Now, that should be very sober to every county government. You know, Homeowner Defense Fund has been going around. We've only been in existence and actually operating since January 28th of this year.
But do you have a phone number or website for that? I know we gave out the one for calneighborhoods.org, calneighborhoods.org.
It's homeownerdefensefund.org. Got to look on my
homeowners
own.
Or homeowner? Is it plural or singular? Singular.
Homeowners Defense Fund, all one word, run together. The email is info@homeownersdefensefund.org.
Okay, but website homeownersdefensefund.com.
Dot org.
I'm sorry,
correct.
.org.
Sorry, too.
Or calneighborhoods.org.
That is Gary Earl. We have brought Gary Earl on our board to manage. He's president of the subsidiary, be a daughter organization, which is
as opposed to a sister organization?
No, it's a daughter organization because four of us are on that board also, and then we're going to develop that. It's really in the filing stages and initial stages of framing our bylaws, but I didn't want to get off the subject of the concern we have that both county and city governments in California should be very concerned and research very carefully how their own planning commissions are going to be affected by conforming to regional zoning requirements. Yes, Mark's jaw just dropped.
Well, that's what we really want. I tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to focus in on that and how people can kind of get involved in that. Because, look, this is going to affect everybody. And Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, 564-1290. The guest is Judith Ishkanian from the Homeowners Defense Fund. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.